It's time for You Better You Bet with Nick Costos and Ken Barkley. They bring you the betting insight, laughs, and some rants along the way.
The final 100 minutes of the show, the Power 100, which I'm pretty sure is like the name of some like, you know, pop music station in like Dallas or something. That will come back to Power 100. Up next, Adele.
Hi, I'm Dua Lipa, and I'm Elton John, and you're listening to Power 100 in Fort Wayne, Texas.
We'll give you an edge to beat the spread and so much more.
Like, if you're a Kansas City fan, you would like to be the one, because Arrowhead's a great place to host a playoff game, and you would feel good about your chances of winning. But I would also feel pretty good about my chances of having Patrick Mahomes at any stadium against any team, you know?
What do we call that? Wagertainment. It's You Better You Bet. From BetQL.
The wonderful Wednesday edition of You Better rolls on the brilliant BetQL Network here in the hashtag plethora of places. Odyssey.com, Odyssey app, BetQLnetwork.com, BetQL app, Odyssey stations nationwide as part of the aforementioned brilliant BetQL Network, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports, Twitch.tv/BetQL. Nick Costos and Ken Barkley here with you, dear listener and dear viewer. 20 minutes from now, we'll talk college basketball. Patrick Stevens of the Washington Post and the Blue Ribbon Yearbook, breaking down all sorts of topics in the world of CBB, including how Duke beats Gonzaga last week and then loses last night to Ohio State. Again, another hat tip to our guy, Ken Barkley, Ohio State in the under in last night's game. Final hour of the show is the Power Hour, as per usual. All our bets for tonight. Bill Matz looks to continue his scintillating run on the National Hockey League. A bunch of games tonight on the ice. We'll give you our bets in college basketball, the 9-game slate in the association, overnights, Ken's plays for tomorrow in college hoops, and golf bets to close the show with our pal Tyler Morales. But right now here on You Better You Bet, we are very pleased to welcome, making his You Better You Bet debut, the very funny, the very entertaining, the impresario. I don't know if I'm using that word correctly, but I love the word impresario. I think someone who runs... It runs like a clothing thing, impresario. I feel like it should be used for anyone that's in charge of anything should be like the impresario. Anyway, he's the co-founder, I guess is the better term, the technical term, of the Extra Points Podcast Network. You watch him on Fox Sports 1. You watch him on the NFL on Fox. You watch him on Jimmy Kimmel Live. Good friend of our buddy Dave Damashek as well, who was on the show a couple days ago. The one, the only, the great, Cousin Sal, on Twitter at the Cousin Sal. Sal, welcome to You Better You Bet. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley here on a wonderful Wednesday. Welcome to the show. How you doing?
Wow, that was a spectacular introduction. I haven't heard that before. But speaking of names, by the way, You Better You Bet, I got the sense that you weren't proud of that, Nick, when you were on with Damashek. But it's an outstanding name for a podcast.
Well, this is a true story, Sal. When I signed my contract in 2019, I swear to God, this is the truth. I'm literally about to sign it. And Mike D, who's the president of the company, who's just like the absolute best guy, like it's like the marine biologist episode in Seinfeld. He turns to me in that moment and goes, by the way, we're going to name the show You Better You Bet. And I'm thinking there as I'm about to sign, like, is now the time to bring up that I think this is the stupidest name for a show of all time? And I'm like, nah, I'm going to sign the contract. And now we actually love the name of the show. So it did actually work out, Sal.
I really like it. I mean, you got to think like the best damn sports show period is a dumb name, but it ended up being like, wow, that's really good. That's really solid. You Better You Bet is, I mean, if the Who doesn't eventually sue you, you got to be in the Staples Center. After crypto.com goes down, it should be the You Better You Bet arena or something.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully nobody from The Who has listened to the show so far. Hopefully we don't have pending lawsuits in the works. But
I feel like Pete Townsend's got more important things to do. Right?
I think at this point we're way far down on the list, but let's see how it goes. Maybe show gets popular enough. You never know. Sal, I'm just curious. Obviously, Nick mentioned
Pete Townsend actually owes me money. Sorry, I shouldn't interrupt. But I bet him 1 year that he would smash a guitar at the Super Bowl during halftime, and it was like even odds. I was like, of course he's gonna smash his guitar. He'll do it in front of some hooligans in a small pub in like Liverpool or something. This is the grandest stage of all, halftime of the Super Bowl. And he not only didn't smash it, he so daintily placed it back in its holder and walked off. I was like, what the hell is going on here? I thought I was being punked, but yeah, he owes me money. So if you have trouble with him, send him my way.
Oh, right.
Guitar
we'll
smash props. Apparently the guitar smash props. Yeah, it's 0-1 year to date. How's the betting been going so far this year, Sal? NFL or otherwise?
It was good up until like 2 weeks ago, and now I'm just like on a, I am hemorrhaging. Like I had to take a couple of days. I never take a Monday off, and I would have lost anyway with the Seattle Washington game. But yeah, it's been really bad. I'm losing on really dumb things like, you know, I like to put the big money line parlays together. Teofimo Lopez was minus 1200 Saturday night, and amazing. Then I heard that like. I had him on every money line parlay, and I heard that he was having marital problems. So there's no telling what's going to be his head is going to be like for the fight. And now I'm going to have marital problems because I lost a lot of money betting Teofimo Lopez, who dropped a split decision. So yeah, it's been disgusting, and I've been doing dumb things. Like I'll have Alabama on a money line parlay, and then they'll be losing by 10. I'm like, all right, I got to hedge out of this and take Auburn. And then, you know, Alabama comes back and wins, and then I lose on something rested. I don't want to bring it down, but yeah, I lose more than I win these days.
Bring it down. That just brought it up. That was extremely entertaining. And listen, it's our mentality here, Sal. And I feel like you're the same way. You've been betting for a long time on sports, and people know that, right? Life is just one big, long series of bets. We're going to win. We're going to lose. My mentality has evolved over time to the point where I'm just like, got to keep firing. That's how you shoot yourself out of a slump, right? So like Sal, like I need you tonight. I don't know if you've got any action tonight, but by the end of this interview, like either you got to come up with some bets that you like, or we're going to give you some bets that we like, because you got to shoot your way out of the slump, my man. That's the only way this is going to happen. You know that, right?
Okay, I think you're going to have to shoot me out of the slump, or just shoot me. Just to put me right. out of my misery.
One or the other.
I mean, I don't feel like the best way to get out of a slump is to bet like Incarnate Word in college basketball or something, because I don't know how to do basketball day to day is very, very rough. I assume I'll lose it on the Thursday game tomorrow night. But yeah, find me a winner.
Well, Sal, we know that you are a big Dallas Cowboys. And someone that you know, his name rhymes with Save Samoshek, sent me a DM and wanted me to ask you about the fact that your son, whose middle name is Romo, which I thought was interesting. Like, if you were going to, like, and you know you're a big Cowboys fan, if you were going to have your son's middle name be after a Cowboys quarterback, like, why wouldn't it be, like, Staubach? Like, one that's actually, or Aikman, one that's actually won something, as opposed to Romo. But I digress. He asked me to bring that up and let you know that we know that he's a Steelers fan, which is, you know, which is funny, given that you love the Dallas Cowboys here. How do you feel about your team tomorrow night? It looks like everyone's going to be back. Amari's going to be there. CD, offensive line intact in New Orleans against Taysom Hill, who's like a billionaire, despite the fact he never plays in the New Orleans Saints. Cowboys, 4.5-point road favorites. What do you like?
I've seen it's gone to 5 in some spots. Well, let me answer your first question. Why would name Staubach or Aikman or someone who's proven themselves? I thought it would inspire a guy like Tony Romo if he heard that people were naming their kids after him. Like, oh man, now I really can't. No fourth quarter collapses anymore. I really have to step up my game. But as it turned out, it wasn't the case. It didn't really do anything. And yes, that son of mine with the wearing the middle name Romo is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. He has Pittsburgh Steelers pajamas and everything. He's a mixer like me. He just really likes to be. He's rebellious at a very young age. So now I hate it. Damashek loves it. As far as Thursday goes, I can't give you a winner because I give it out on the pregame show on Thursday Night Football Fox. And people waited with bating breath that you know, because I've picked 5 losers in a row. So they really need to know who I'm going to take. But I'm looking at it 2 ways. This is the first Thursday where this is not 3 days off Thursday, right? Both of these teams played last Thursday, so they're going to have a week off. So it shouldn't be wonky. We should basically be able to see what these teams have made of. I hated what I saw on Thanksgiving, for sure, to give up 500-plus yards to a Darren Waller-less Raiders offense was despicable. But their top 2 pass rushers were out. Like you said, Cooper was out, Lamb was out, you know, Zeke was banged up. I think, you know, Tyron Smith is getting healthier. I think we're going to see a full Cowboys team. We still don't know if Alvin Kamara is going to come back. We don't know what happens with the Saints. The one thing I will say, and if you guys are you watch football as closely as I do, and I know you do, even bad teams don't play poorly 2 home games in a row, right? Don't you get that sense? Even like the Lions were close against the Ravens, like the Texans play close at home, or the Jets even beat the Bengals. I don't think that the Saints will lay down. I think there's going to be some Taysom Hill. You made fun of him, but I could see. I like him for first touchdown. I like him for anytime touchdown. I'm not going to pick the game, but I think it's going to be maybe closer than people think, and the Saints aren't going to roll over like a lot of people might suggest.
So if we look ahead to Sunday, I know, you know, for Nick and I, sometimes we'll on Monday, Nick will say like, I love the board, or we'll have a million bets already Monday, Tuesday. I feel like this week hasn't worked like that. Maybe it's like weather games. You got quarterback injuries and some of these things, but you look at the board for Sunday. What's one bet that absolutely stands out to you?
You know, it's funny because like I said, I usually take the money line. So last week was the first time in 3 years that there wasn't a favorite of 8 points or more on the board in any of the games, which killed me, even though I figured a way to lose money anyway. But I usually like taking 10-point favorites, money line parlays. I'll put like Michigan on with the Chiefs and the Rams or something like that. But do the favorites scare you? Don't the Chiefs scare you a little bit? The Rams are playing like garbage. I don't know. I don't know that they cover. That could be like a last possession type game. But if I'm going to give you a winner, I think Tampa flexes his muscles and they beat the Falcons by more than 2 touchdowns. They're laying 11 right now. I think it's a big game for him just in terms of like MVP. He had a giant game against Atlanta the first time they played. Don't forget, like Atlanta was down 3, like a couple minutes into the fourth.
Oh, we had the Falcons plus 12.5. No one's forgotten. No one has forgotten that.
Terrible,
we bet the
right?
Falcons.
Yeah. So I think it's going to be a similar type of collapse, and Tom Brady kind of separates himself from the pack in the MVP race. He's like, give me the ball. He's going to throw for 4 or 5 touchdowns. And I think Tampa covers that big number.
I just personally kind of feel like you're golden with the Chiefs and Rams as far as winning outright goes this week. But I mean, we'll see when the games are played coming up on Sunday. It is You Better You Bet on the Brilliant BetQL Network. A wonderful Wednesday. Nick Costos, Ken Barkley talking National Football League this week with the great Cousin Sal, founder of the Extra Points Podcast Network, NFL on Fox, and Jimmy Kimmel Live. Sal, I want to get your take on Monday Night Football, the Bills and the Patriots. And it's just insane that like it's like 1 year off and they're back. It's like you can't kill them. The Patriots are back here and they have a better record than the Bills right now. First place in the AFC East. We could have inclement weather coming up Monday night in Buffalo. Bills less than a field goal favorite, about -2.5 right now, trending back probably towards being a 3-point favorite. Any thoughts for you here on the Bills laying about 2.5 at home against the Patriots on Monday Night Football?
Oh, I'm seeing it now. You're right. It's 2.5. It's not even 3. They can't even give the Patriots 3. I feel like my Cowboys are to blame for this. Like they kickstarted the Patriots into a different gear just by beating them. I don't know, like 6 weeks ago or something. And now they're, as of last week in the second quarter, they had scored like 77 straight points. First of all, I don't know how you guys feel, but if it's Patriots Bucks Super Bowl, I'm not watching. I might leave the country. I don't even want to know the result. I don't like for years after, I don't even want to know who wins that game because you thought Belichick was going away. You thought it was over with, but I'm going to go against the grain, believe it or not, and take the Bills -2.5. Now, no one's as good or as bad as they looked the week before. And like I said, those Thursday games are wonky. So the Bills are probably not that much better than the Saints. But I feel like they get it together just for this instance. And the Patriots talk just dies down just a tiny bit. And the Bills will be a game and a half up come Tuesday morning. What do you guys feel?
Like the Bills a little bit, like 2.5, 3. It's a tough game, and it might be a blizzard, honestly. So maybe we all need to just kind of wait and see, like, can they actually even play what looks like football on Monday night? Game such high stakes, would be nice to know what the weather's going to be like. Kind of agree with that. Sal, we have a couple minutes left. You mentioned you like Tom Brady. You mentioned that he might make an MVP statement this week, obviously. You know, played really well against Indianapolis, came back to win that game. Josh Allen, who's playing Monday night, is the second choice in the MVP market. So it's kind of Brady, you know, price is different everywhere. At our show sponsor, Bet Rivers, about +250. Josh Allen, about 5-1. If you had to bet either of those guys, or if you like somebody further down the board, NFL MVP right now, where are you at here? We got a couple minutes to go.
Well, I think it is Brady if I have to pick between the two of them, because I don't see a lot of losses on their schedule the rest of the way. So they could end up like 14-3, which will help. That throws this out of whack is that Mahomes isn't really in the running. I guess he's fourth on the odds that I'm looking at right now. But when he's out of the mix, it really is so wide open. I don't see anybody, you know, people have made a case for Jonathan Taylor, but honestly, if you had the season like Derrick Henry had last year, and he had 0 MVP votes, you could just forget about it, a running back getting an MVP award anytime soon. So, you know, if that could put some games together, I know he's at 10-1. I think Rodgers would be a decent pick, but politically, I don't know how many votes he's going to get. +650, +600. I don't know what you have him at. So Brady would be my choice right there between him and Allen. And I don't really see anyone else jumping up on him anytime soon.
He's going to get the QAnon vote for sure. We look forward to that for Aaron Rodgers. Let's do this. as we close the interview here, Sal, my co-host Ken Barkley is like one of the most brilliant betting minds I've ever encountered. Yep. I'm basically riding his coattails largely here with a lot. Ken wins bets and I get to be like, follow You Better You Bet as a result. So absolutely love that. So I love riding my guy's coattails. Ken, give cousin Sal a little preview of the Power Hour here. Give him your favorite bet for tonight in college hoops or the NBA here in the next like 15 seconds. And we can see tomorrow if this bet cashes for our guy Sal. So Ken, your favorite bet for tonight for cousin Sal.
Oh man, there's a couple in terms of the college game that hasn't moved. I'll give you something super random. It's moved against us. I like Michigan State a lot. I'll give you a high profile game. Michigan State's playing Louisville. People have bet Louisville. I like Michigan State. They're laying, I think, 5 right now.
So let's shoot our way out of the slump with Michigan State. Go Sparty coming up tonight. Sal, this was awesome having you on the show. Yeah, of course. I mean, we're going to win. It's going to be great.
I'm going to bet Michigan State. And you know what, Nick? I just saw Mike Lennon at 2001 for MVP. I'm going to throw something on that as well.
Yeah, he was on Sesame Street earlier today next to Big Bird. It was awesome. Extra Points Podcast Network, Extra Points Podcast on Twitter at The Cousin Sal. Sal, we appreciate it. Good luck with the bets. Have a great show tomorrow, NFL on Fox. We'll talk to you down the line here on You Better You Bet.
You got it, fellas. This was a lot of fun. Thank you.
The great cousin Sal with us here on the show. Coming up next, college basketball talk, Patrick Stevens, Washington Post, and the Blue Ribbon Yearbook.